Hey guys, welcome to Common Ground Podcast. I'm Sean.
Done. Kelly, look at that intro. That we go fast.
Yeah. We're just going to talk about whatever we feel like. This is like, we're starting to do 30-minute segments now.
I don't feel like shit anymore. It's great.
I guess last week I was still sick.
Well, Tom's sick now, still.
Yeah.
We're also eating. Or they're
eating right now, yeah. So we just got done seeing Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
Good movie.
Yeah, it's been out really for like a month. It's been out for a month-ish, right? More than that?
A while.
Yeah, more than
that. But I can see why I won Best Animation.
Best Animation for sure.
It was a good movie. I didn't even say top 10.
I'm not going to say like for Marvel movies or just in general?
No, just in general.
No. I wouldn't say top 10, but I definitely, because again, I want to see like if I had all the movies I've ever seen.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe top 20. There's a lot of movies.
Top 20 for sure.
Because there's a lot of movies that I like,
yeah,
but I don't remember.
But I'm like,
if I watch it again, probably top.
But this one's definitely super good. Animation, top notch. Music choices.
The little details. The little details are cool.
Really done. I did like it how they stayed very, very true to the comics because they have like the comic book issues. It's very meta.
I don't know if it's true though. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I've
never seen on any of
comic that book authorities approved
it.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know what that really means. Maybe it could be nothing. It could mean a lot of things.
Could be just one dude.
But it's pretty cool. Anyway, little shout out. Formula One happening right now. So, okay, the Netflix documentary came out on March 8th. And it's like a documentary series, like a 10-part thing. I've never even considered or really even cared about. Like, I dabbled into liking cars. I'd watch like car reviews and stuff just to see like, oh, cool, it's a $100,000 car. What kind of tech does it have and all that stuff? But I never really cared for NASCAR. I never really cared for racing in general. After watching that documentary, I am a Formula One fan for sure. They did it in like, I watched all 10 episodes. They're like 35 minutes each, 32 minutes each. And I watched all 10 episodes in like 2 days. Yeah.
Are these like the modified car with the wings, or is this just like the regular?
What do you mean with the wings? So when you think NASCAR looks like a regular car, the Formula One cars are the ones that are like
NASCAR doesn't really look like a regular car. Sorry, I'm over here getting water.
But it's currently happening right now. Here's a little briefer. So the season just started. This is the very first race. The very first race is in Australia. They do 21 races over the course of 9 months in 5 different continents. And so this is the very first one is happening right now. It started like, I don't know, like 50, 45 minutes ago. Hmm. And it's pretty exciting. So, I mean, if anything, again, I was never a fan. I never even considered it. I never even cared about it.
How far are they driving this time around? Like, what, 200 miles or something like that?
They push 200 miles per hour. I mean, that's the speed that they're going.
For a lot of hours.
Yeah, for 58 laps. And each lap is about like a minute 20 seconds, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're driving for like about an hour plus, right? Maybe a little bit more than that. But it's like, again, I've never considered watching it. I didn't care about it. But after watching the Netflix documentary, they stayed very true to it, apparently. And they're very accurate in a lot of respects. And they made a fan out of me. And I watched a little bit. And it's like, it's always about the storylines. And they do a very good job about storylines, just stories of their thing. But that's what makes anything great, right?
Yeah.
In any sport, anything you like, you just like hearing really good stories about that. And it's not just about the racing. You don't watch it for the crashes. You don't do it for that. You just hear what's like, man, these people want to be the best. And these guys are like young guys. Now it's like when they're talking about in the documentary, it's like, yeah, I'm 20 and I'm the youngest Formula One driver to win a championship. And I'm just like, yeah, you're 20 years old. And you're like, you're making millions of bucks.
But it's like the same thing with that snowboarder guy who won the Olympic. He's like,
true.
16?
Yeah. And this one, I would say this is maybe it's a little bit more competitive because there's only 10 teams. True. And each team has only 2 cars.
Wait, it can't be more competitive than the Olympics. Hang on.
I mean, when it comes to
for Formula One, yeah.
For Formula One, yeah.
But it's still really insane.
Yeah, they're all very competitive in their own aspects. Yeah.
Let's say the NBA is more competitive than the Olympics basketball, right?
Yeah, Olympics basketball. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Deviating, but I just want to say, so yeah, it's 10 teams, you know, so you have like Ferrari, Mercedes, and a whole bunch of other like name brand stuff, right? And each team has 2 cars and 2 drivers, right? And then they all try and score points. So if you're in first place, you get like 25 points. You're in second place, you get like 10, etc. And then if you get placed 11th to 20th, you don't earn your team any points.
You don't move.
You don't get any points. And then they just count up all the points at the end and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
There's 21 races. So this is just the first one. And then, like, I think the one that's the only one in the United States is in the Circuit of the Americas. It's in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
That's in November 3rd of 2019. Anyways, that's my little quick board, but it's pretty interesting. Again, I didn't care about it all before, but maybe you'll like it.
I would say that I think Formula One is more interesting than NASCAR.
Formula One is more interesting than NASCAR because NASCAR is just the circle.
Same track.
Same
circle.
Yeah, same circle. I mean, as far as I know.
They're taking a left turn.
Yeah,
they're taking another left turn.
There is in the circle, so maybe there's something different about that, but I haven't noticed anything. But Formula One, each track is different. So there's one of them.
I bet you NASCAR probably has the same, to some degree of like, man, that guy has...
this sound a rivalry with another dude.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, they could, but I just find this rivalry more interesting. Again, there's storylines and everything, but I just find this one more interesting. But maybe
because Netflix showed it to you.
Until Netflix showed it to me.
Yeah, dude. That's true.
But yeah, no, Netflix showed it to me, but now it's like when I watch it, because they do a lot of like, you know, it's like a documentary, like behind the scenes, like they like film like the drivers and like in their homes and like the how they work and how they operate. So it's a lot of, you see a lot of like behind the scenes stuff. You don't just see them on the track, because mm-hmm. it's more than the sum of its parts. Again, it's like, like a Formula One team is like, they'll have like 1,000+ people for one team. You know, it's not just the pit stop crew. It's not just the driver and stuff like that.
It's all the engineers.
Engineers, people developing. Designers. The, yeah.
yeah. Accounting.
And you know,
you have to have an HR team. Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's really funny. It's really sad. I was telling Kelly this before. It's like the journalists, they have journalists that they have that that talk about like the stories and stuff. And to win Formula One, or just to have a, you need an advantage, you need money. And it's like, the story right now is that Mercedes and Ferrari, they're always the one that's doing the top two finishes. So they're just beating everyone just because they have like $300-400+ million that they're spending. And then there's this team in 2018, they showed they only scored like 4 points out of the entire year, and they just kept getting last every single time. And that's the Williams Martini Racing Team. They're British. And they just, it's so sad and heartbreaking, because like, if you keep like losing and losing, then you're not going to get any sponsors. You're not going to get any more money. And then there's one part where it's like, because you know, crashes happen frequently or engine problems happen frequently. And then you see a video of like an engineer or mechanic or someone taping up the carbon fiber wing with blue tape,
electrical and, tape.
Yeah, yep. you just feel so bad. It's like, oh god,
they can't afford it.
And
then the Ferrari, I didn't even mention it though. There's the Ferrari team with 12 wings. Load up another one, guys.
It's really funny. Yeah, in the first episode of the Netflix documentary, it's like one of the guys, he gets like a damaged like front wing, and all the parts are so modular that in the pit stop they just take off the entire thing and throw on a brand new one. They just attach it. It's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's what I want to talk about. So what's happening now? USC, something new.
Well,
happening?
USC and UCLA.
It's a bunch of Ivy Leagues.
What's
up with
these two? Oh, it's all Ivy Leagues.
No, not all, but it's probably gonna be. There's a,
so basically the rundown is that there was about like 50 people. Charged with, you know, fraud, basically, for
racketeering,
and basically people were paying to get their kids into like Ivy League schools,
and also tax evasion, because it technically, so they donate, what they do is that these 50 people so far, they'll donate to a charity because that charity is,
it's like a front,
is a front for them,
like a shell company.
It's definitely a charity, but then it's meant to get their kids into the school, so they'll pick like two schools.
It's like $2 million, like one pan,
some depends.
Yeah, one of the families paid like $2 million to get into Harvard. There's like $500,000 to get into USC.
They actually have like a document that shows like, if you pay $500,000,
there's a bunch of evidence for this. It's crazy. You know what they do is that they bring in these kids on like scholarships for like sports teams. So like there was like one girl, I think the mom was from like Sex and the City or something like that. I have no idea who these people are, but they're rich people.
I think that's why there's like that one video meme where it was like she's on like a news show where she's like, my daughter got into school in her
own. She's one of them.
Yeah. So she was said to be a star crew athlete. She's never been crew ever. Oh. The photo wasn't even her.
They photoshop your head onto other players.
Yeah.
They'll have people go in and take the test for you. That's like SAT test.
Or take the test and they correct your answers.
Yeah, they'll have a third party come in.
Yeah, so they pay off proctors. Yeah.
So, you know, there's this narrative, Tom, where it's just like, you know, it's not merit-based anymore. And this is like, it's not equal anymore. People that, you know, you always hear the common thing, like, people that have money have all the power and stuff like that. I mean, this kind of pushes it in a little bit of the direction where it's easy to see where the money is corruption, right? Where it's like, if you have money, you have power.
Well, yeah, of course. Money is absolutely corrupting. But it's interesting. You know what frustrates me the most out of all of it?
What frustrates you the most?
Tom.
So there was an interview of one of the girls before the whole scandal came out. And I'm pretty sure the kids don't know that they were...
No, some do, some don't.
Some do, some don't. Okay. This one, I think, didn't. And she was interviewed, and she was like, oh, yeah, so I'm going to, I think it was USC. I think she was a USC one or something like that. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm just kind of going there
to
party and you know, have the college experience. I don't really care about studying. I'm like, bitch, you just took away someone's, like, spot in that school, probably hardworking person that wants to, you know, study and get an actual degree. Mm-hmm. And you're like...
But what happened if she doesn't know? Because there's ones that they would
they spent extra money so the kids wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. So they made it that purposefully that way.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's just kind of like, because there's like a good, there's someone who made a good commentary on it, is that like college nowadays is a lot about the networking and just the credentials. So it doesn't really so much matter about your grade. It's just you say like, oh, I'm, you know, I graduated from Harvard. And that already gives you this certain air of dominance. You don't even need to.
Well, yeah, because the idea is that you had the grades to graduate. Yeah,
exactly, oh. Exactly. Oh. And but apparently, you know, there's like a whole scandal some amount of years ago where there was a professor who was trying to give kids the grades that they deserved, and a lot of them were like failing out, and the administration forced him to give the kids better grades.
Not so fucked.
Yeah. So because they didn't want to ruin their college experiences.
You know, when I was in my I
think it was didn't want to ruin the money.
Probably.
What are you gonna tell the millionaire who donated the whole Mahalo building as Cal State Fullerton? Your son's failing his accounting course, sir. It's hard to break it to you.
As far as I know, when I went to college, a lot of professors always say that the biggest opportunity is always networking. That's what they think that they stress the most, you know, networking, internships, just getting to know people, talking to people, right? And I remember there was a stat, it was in my marketing class. I don't really care for marketing. It was a required course. And one of the things that they showed is they showed like the percentages of like, of recruiters or people or employers. And it's like, what matters to you the most? And apparently prestige from school was actually on the lower end. So if you said that if you just graduated from like Harvard or Cal State Fullerton, that didn't matter as much. And GPA was also on the lower end. That didn't matter as much. I think it was like maybe like 10%, 15%, 20%, something like that for grades and for prestigiousness of school. The number one thing is like internship experience and networking.
Networking. So that makes sense, though. It's kind of like if you were to trust your friend, if you recommended me someone, I would trust you to be like, all right, you know the person. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. I trust you, so I should trust them.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it's more like people hang out with people that are similar, I guess. I wouldn't expect, if Tom referred another engineer and I was an employer, I was Tom's boss, and it's like, oh, I mean, I need another chemical engineer. Does Tom know anybody? I'm assuming that would be someone that's kind of like Tom, similar to Tom. It's not going to be someone way out of left field that's unlike Tom.
Yeah. And if they're good enough, then they'll take it. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was really bad. And now these 50 people could face very, very long jail time.
As they should. As they absolutely should. Because
they're straight up causing felonies. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, though. And I think more people are going to come out. Because this guy got caught mainly because it was an unrelated case. And that guy sold him out. I was like, hey, you know, don't put me in jail. I know this guy over here who's doing way worse than me.
Well, I mean, it's like a plea deal.
Then it's like this. So they started investigating him, and then this whole thing popped up. They were bribing coaches. They were bribing score
proctors.
The level of corruption when it comes to when they say like equality and upward mobility and all that stuff.
Well, that's irrelevant. That is a separate argument about.
Can you not say this is an example
This is definitely directly an example of how money can corrupt. Absolutely.
Can this also show an example of how just having money can just buy you either an education or a degree?
And we don't know how long this is happening.
This has been going on for a while.
Yeah. How long was it? See,
a while. I don't know how long.
I'm not saying the snowflake justice warriors. You know, I'm not for all those things. But when it comes to stuff like this,
of course. No, I'm totally against it. You know, I'm not saying it's okay.
Yeah.
I just don't know what like.
Give me some of that French justice for you. Are you sick? Oh, god damn.
Go for it. No, you gotta go for it.
No, I don't want
it. That's a death threat. Rejected.
You're immune, though.
Am I immune? I might not be immune to what she has.
Okay. Different strands, man.
But yeah, but Tom, you get what I'm saying? It's like
Totally get what you're saying. Yeah, it's definitely an example of how power or money can corrupt. Money can buy you things. Shouldn't be allowed. Arrest everyone who's involved. 100%. So.
Oh, Sean has to dip out. But is this his sister home? Gotcha. All right.
Fun stuff. Yeah.
No. But it is a bad example. But yeah, it's crazy. But one of them was, I thought it was funny because I think it was a story of how one mother was trying really hard to have her son not know about the situation.
Uh-huh.
But so she accompanied him on the tour and everything and just trying to be with him the entire time at the school. But there was like a certain point where I guess it's just the school advisor and him just kind of just chatting on the side. And the advisor was like, so, yeah, how do you like track? Because apparently he was supposed to be, like, huge in track. The son was like, what are you talking about? I've never done track.
Oh, no.
And the mom, or apparently the mom heard about it, and I guess they had to end up bribing another person and another person.
Oh,
and
no.
So it just cost more money, but... Yeah, I think, yeah, upward of 500,000 to millions.
Millions, yeah, millions, millions.
The guy
yeah.
made 25 mil, I think.
Yeah,
in last course, week. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's insane how, yeah. How
and the way he, I think the way the guy defends it is like, well, I'm providing a side door for people who can guarantee their way into a college. And it's like, well, that just seems sketchy.
Yeah, it's like, you
that's
know.
Sketchy, that's sketchy.
I don't know. There's like a, there's definitely a problem with the lack of meritocracy in a lot of systems. You know, we like to think that, you know, everything's based on merit, but it's really not. There's so many factors, you know, money,
but I don't think
just
money
knowing the right people.
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't want money to be the reason though. Like
no,
that's
no,
the thing.
I don't
this
want
is
anything
where,
besides it, your skill and your, you know.
Well, I think but then you say like networking and stuff like that. That's hard to get around. If you just say like, "Hey, I trust this guy and I recommend this guy."
Mm-hmm.
That should be like, "Well, he's not allowed in now, whether he's good or not." That because that
well no 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 yeah, no no I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with networking per se. It's just
your oven's preheating, man.
It's done.
All right, toss it in.
Oh my god,
you guys don't toss it in while it's preheating. It gives it a little extra crisp. It's great while it's going up.
So, right, we're making pizza rolls. we got it. Yeah, I think
pizza rolls.
I don't think that
hi Diane.
It's just merits for sure. But I don't think money should be the reason.
Money,
but then
money.
It's hard.
Hello.
So money, I think, is difficult.
Because it's just so easy to tempt people with money. That's the biggest problem, right? It's like,
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's
if I was a
people...
coach that wasn't making that much money, it's like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Sean's on the track team. Yeah, here's 20 grand. And I'll be like, yeah. And then that's what happened.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
started looking into it. So people were getting threatened for jail time. They're like, oh, no, I'll sell this other guy out for sure.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy the yeah it's just you know when people hold like a certain power it's so easy to but I was listening to about like a story about like a judge and I was like what was it about but it was anyways like his son had like two DUIs and he got and the judge because it was the judge's son. They both the charges got like dismissed.
Oh. Yeah,
and it's like,
there's also that kid who was the affluenza kid. Remember?
What's the affluenza kid?
He ran. He got drunk. He's like 16 or something. So he went. It happened. He was like young. Got drunk. Drove the car. Ran and killed like 4 people.
Mm.
He ended up getting scot free because the lawyer argued that he was so affluent that he was never taught consequences.
Mm. So
and
okay.
Then he ended up going down to Mexico, getting caught, and now he's in jail. Or
so,
well, I think his mom's in jail.
Wow.
For smuggling him to Mexico.
So there's a. This is like maybe somewhat of a tangent, but I think it's kind of relevant. It's like, have you heard a lot about how people are like avoiding jail time by pleading insanity a lot or like pleading mental illness? It's like, oh, they didn't know any better because they're
like
mentally
you
ill.
You avoid jail time, but one, you have to prove it. It's not as easy as just saying, I'm insane. You do have to prove it.
Right.
And then also, you don't avoid jail time. Instead of jail, though, you do go to like
an asylum?
You go
like
to
an institution.
Yeah, like you do go to, you do take time away. You're not just scot free.
Mm-hmm.
But is it better than jail? Probably
it's
is.
Better. Yeah, yeah.
Probably is. But at the same time, you do got to prove insanity.
Yeah.
It's not just as easy as I'm insane. Just let him go over there. You have to be able to prove it. So
yeah.
And then there's the other guy's job. Disprove it, right?
Yeah.
He's not insane.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing. He was premeditated,
yeah.
Whatever.
So it's like, and also, like, you hear just, like, stories, apparently, like, you know, just, like, using anxiety and, like, stress and stuff like that as ways to, like, bargain down your sentence.
Yeah,
so, like,
that is
like
true,
that.
Though. It's, like, the situation. Because that, I think situational stress and anxiety does...
No, we're talking about, like, generalized. Like, just, like, oh, you know, I've been suffering from anxiety, so I... did this thing and so I shouldn't have to suffer the consequences.
Can you name a case that's ever gone through like that?
I mean, I can think of like generic, I can't think of any like high profile cases, but I remember hearing some like generic stories of like there was a woman who I think she like drowned. Yeah, she drowned her baby and apparently she got off because she was saying that the case made by the defense lawyer was saying that she was suffering from such anxiety from having the newborn that it caused her to do that thing, and she really wasn't responsible. So
yeah,
she got off in the jail time.
I don't, don't know if that's gone through, but that is true, though. It's called postpartum depression syndrome.
Yeah, right? But do you think that she should be given a lesser sentence or anything?
She go to mental facility.
I mean, mental facility, fine, but I think she should still serve the exact same amount of time in jail.
In a mental facility, sure. But that's the thing. I don't know whether or not that's been used in... I don't know. You're going to have to give me, like, a specific one.
I can't produce it on the spot. I do remember, because... one of my coworkers was telling me how, like, he was really horrified about the story where it's like, this lady, literally just went to the bathtub and just drowned her child in it. Like, that's newborn baby. Yeah, it's really fucked up. Yeah. And just got away with it. Yeah.
I don't know if she just got away with it. It's very, very hard for me to believe she just got away with it. Went free because of that. I'm very hard to believe that.
Yeah.
Which also, on a side note, sorry, I know it's for me to hard to believe as well. Remember last week we were talking about the anesthesia person?
Yeah. Oh, the most.
I looked it up. Completely shit wrong.
Who makes the most money? Who makes the most money?
Neurosurgeons. They make millions.
I have to look it up because I.
Please look it up. I talk to nurses. I talk to everyone at the hospital I work at. They're like, no. They do make bank. Okay. I think they make like $300,000.
Okay.
So they make bank, but they're not the most paid. 100%.
Well, again, that's why I asked. Remember, in the last one, I asked about if CEOs count. Like, does a CEO count if you're a
CEO? I don't think CEO counts.
No, because they're not salaried. They
get paid through stock options also. It's just not like when you see people get paid, it's like, yeah, I have like $100,000 salary, but I have like $1 billion in options, stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard for me to say CEO counts, but it does probably count. It's just probably on a different list.
Probably.
Top paid CEO.
I gotta look it up. That's definitely what I heard. Anyway, they're one of the, if not the highest, whatever. They're one of the highest.
It's kind of minor thing.
Sure. Yeah, kind of, sorry, it's just minor.
It's kind of minor.
We were talking about the other thing. I was like, no way.
Can you not say though, even still,
they get paid
over 300 grand or whatever, that's still like top five.
Compared to millions of neurosurgeons, like a neurosurgeon will get millions. Millions. Do I need to say that again? And I'm 100% sure. So right now they're going through the cases for those people, and a lot of people are gonna probably, go to jail.
Can they backtrace and find the kids? Let's say they graduate like 5 years.
The thing for me, and it's gonna be hard to prove, is that did the kid know or not know? Because if they didn't know,
and they're kind of innocent.
And they had good grades, then I don't think it matters. Because they were able to... Again, they did the course.
Here's the weird thing that you got to think about. Like,
you took a spot.
These kids... Not, it's not about taking the spot, but you got to think about... You take this kid who's getting, like, whatever, 1,000 on an SAT, right? And you throw them in Harvard. You'd think that person would fail out within the first year, right? Because they're a small fish in just a huge fucking ocean, right? Yeah. But these kids graduate. They get through, and you know the reason why is because their grades... Essentially, when you get into these schools, for the most part, you're going to get through and graduate.
No. The fuck?
Yeah.
What is the dropout rate for Harvard? Wait a minute, you're just saying that if you get into Harvard, you will pass.
There's a difference between dropping out and... Failing out. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're telling me that just because I make it into Harvard that I'm going to...
I think he's saying that you have a more likely chance. But if someone just got thrown... Like, if you or me just got thrown into Harvard, we probably would have...
That's the thing. That's my case is that if the student didn't know, innocent of it, or just at least unaware of it, ignorant of it, I mean, and they made it to these courses and they were doing well. They passed the course on their own merit. Didn't need any bribing or whatever, regardless. And then they graduate. Does that mean that student should return his degree?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so because they passed the course and they did it well. And they didn't know. That's the big one. If they knew and was aware of it, then 100% take it away.
No, I think it should be taken away regardless, because even if they didn't know, because they didn't go through the admission process fairly, which is also part of going through college.
But wouldn't the main part of it would be graduating, like going through and gaining the correct grades?
The main part of it, but it's like I think it's like you have to go through the entire process like cleanly, even if you didn't. You have to go through the whole process cleanly. I think you have to go through the admissions process also, because like I'm sure there's actually a lot of people who maybe they don't have like the money or the or whatever, and they apply to go, and they don't get in.
That's true, man. They don't get in, but this student got in, and and not by legit means, but they made it in, and they proved themselves, right? Because that's the thing. That's what my mindset is, that if they made it in, but they toughed it out, they were able to get through it and get good grades, then they should be able to earn that degree.
Like, let's say, I don't know how many spots there are at Harvard. Let's say there's only 25,000 spots, right? Let's say 1 million people apply. I'm sure even out of that 1 million people, if there's only 25,000 spots, I'm sure maybe 250,000 of them, they'll make it through. They'll make it through just fine. If there was a larger pool of people that are allowed to make it in, and they actually got accepted, I'm sure they'll be able to make it fine. I'm sure a lot of people would actually be able to get through Harvard just fine.
I don't
fine.
Think so.
More than, at least more than the spots that they have available.
It depends. I think it also depends strongly on which career path you take.
But
we talking like engineering? Then I don't think so.
I know you're
but liberal, liberal arts, yeah.
I know, Tom, your hatred for liberal arts.
I don't hate liberal arts.
Regardless,
I think it's
but if you make
skill
it,
that's
if you
different.
Make it through, you still have the degree. You prove yourself in the courses. You pass the tests. You pass the exams. You
but that's the question, right? Like,
is it weird? Is there uncertainty whether they did? Unless it's proven otherwise.
Even if they did, and they didn't know, and they did, I think they have to go. You have to go through the entire process, and the process starts from as soon as you apply.
Mm-hmm. And I think as soon as you get in.
No, as soon as you apply, because your apply is like it's your formal. Like I am applying for Harvard, and then the admissions person has to go through that. That's your first step into Harvard. Mm-hmm. Is doing it. I think you have to do the entire process cleanly.
But what's your GPA graded on? Or courses that you take.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm under the assumption that you have to go through the whole process. Again, as I said, what if you have like a regular job, right? If you work as I'm applying for a manager restaurant, right? And I just lie. I have no management experience, right? But then on my resume, I have like 20 years experience managing a restaurant, whatever. I get hired. I do a great job, right? I just learn everything. I'm just bullshitting, learning everything on the fly. And I do it and I do a great job, right? But when I first started, I didn't have any management experience. I mean, should I get fired off that?
I think you should get fired for other reasons. But you still a manager? And
you're still a manager. You're still doing
good. You cut it as a manager and you did well?
Yeah, you did
well.
And
if that manager, and here's the thing, if that manager did really well,
yeah,
proved sales, crossed the board, made efficiency, made everything more efficient, just did really well, they'll probably keep you. Because regardless, you still did really well and provided a benefit to the company, right?
Tom, what do you think?
I actually more so agree with Kelly in the sense that the degree is a culmination of the skill, and let's just say that it's done legitly,
mm-hmm.
right? So they probably should keep the degree, but the people, again, if the kids
knew about it,
we know that. I wouldn't say even take away the degree, but put them in jail. You're an accomplice essentially, right? You're just as much to blame as the parents, right? If you're willingly going along with this.
How long did when did I put the fucking?
it's probably been timer on. It's probably been about 10 minutes now.
It's probably been about like.
Okay, I'm sure they're fine. This is gonna end in a couple minutes.
Do we even know how long?
If you if let's say so the main components here is like you did something I guess illegal. But you were unaware that you did it.
Yeah.
Should you have something that you worked for away from you? Let's say you're a pack mule, all right? You're crossing the border and you have drugs, but you don't know that you got drugs in your jeans, right? You have drugs in your backpack, whatever. You didn't know. Someone placed it there, right?
Yeah.
And then let's say for all of a sudden you just...
I think if you can prove your innocence...
That you didn't know that was...
Yeah, then you will not be held responsible.
No, there has to be another component where you got a reward or you got something equivalent to a degree. So what would we call the equivalent to the degree?
You accepted the money when you sold the drugs. But then you sold the drugs on the other side. You knew the drugs.
So I'm trying to think of like what's something where it's like you have like the money. Or there's something that's equivalent to the degree.
In this analogy.
I'm trying to think of another analogy where it's like
you're a track star, right? And you run your hardest, but then everyone else was bribed by someone to throw the race. And you worked really hard, right? And you get that first place medal, right? But
everyone else
just threw it, right? Mm. Should you get your first place medal taken away?
Yeah, because the race was won.
I think regardless
whether they got bribed or not, you ran.
And then obviously
everyone needs
to be disqualified. Everyone needs to be.
But then
then you call the whole thing
like
illegitimate race.
I like this one more. Well, we don't necessarily. I like this one more because there's a real life one of Lance Armstrong.
Doping? Was he the doping? The
doping. When it came out, he was doping, and they tested everyone else. The, like, 11th place winner was the winner. He was number one.
Really?
Because everyone else before him doped. Yeah. Doped. And, or something. Or these steroids or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in that case, they stripped him. Right? Because
They knowingly did it.
They were caught doing it. No. And this 11th place guy.
I like Tom's example better because it's unknown. The winner unknew it.
Yeah. Right. What about, let's just say, Louis Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the singer. But anyways, Lance Armstrong. Let's just say every night when he was sleeping, someone was doping him. Right? Like, secretly doping him, right?
Syringing him, yeah.
Yeah. And he had no idea for whatever reason, right? For years and years and years, he was getting doped.
Yeah.
And he ends up winning a race, right? And then later, someone tests him and find out that he was doped. And he's like, holy shit, I had no idea I was doped. I have proof, like, whatever, video camera, let's just say, that I didn't willingly get doped. Should he lose his title?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think in that case, yeah. But I guess, I think the problem in this case is because you are stripping someone of a title that belongs to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this and the other case, like the school is like, I was stripped this guy's degree and it doesn't belong to anyone else. It's just that I'm stripping this person of it.
It does belong to someone else's spot. That spot belongs
to someone else, true. But we can't go back and rewrite that. You know, what are you going to do? Strip him of his spot?
Well, you can strip Louis Armstrong or Lance Armstrong of his
position. Yeah, but because there's another person behind him already. Yeah,
let's say if there's like another like certification or something.
Yeah,
like,
if it's like only one person could get their degree, and this person ended up cheating and finding out that they, whether knowing or not, they were cheating, then the next person in line should get the degree.
How about,
but it doesn't work that way.
How about like this? What someone says, like, if they have like their commercial driver's license, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and they said they had it, but for 2 years they didn't actually have it. So they were driving without it for 2 years, right? And then they finally get it, right? They didn't have any losses or anything. Mm-hmm. And then once someone finds out, it's like, hey, you were working for me, but you actually didn't have your official license to drive. It's illegal for you to drive. You didn't have a commercial driver's license. And he's like, yeah, but I drove for you for 2 years. No problems. I did great. No accidents. Nothing.
Well, again, this is not something.
They'll probably get fired because he knew that he didn't have a license.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not that he unknowingly. It's like if he applied for the license and everything went through, but then I don't know, DMV fucked up and found out they didn't file him through, but he got a license. You can't blame him for that. You blame
the analogies are too much for me.
Yeah, we keep. I think we keep running around the same thing. That was the pizza rolls. Probably a little longer. No, all right.
You tell me.
I don't know.
That's in the podcast.
Okay. All right, guys. Yeah, well, it's another episode of Common Ground Podcast.
It's getting shorter and shorter.
This one was fine. This one
went for an hour.
No, it was 30 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Man, it really just feels like a lot.
We'll see you later.